Well, it's time again to do some catching up. It's been a while. Last time we talked recipes. Well, we're going to make this a lot more fun now as Chef Tony joining us now. And we're talking about roasts. You know, for me, I'm an extremely busy mom this time of year. Wrestling is underway. So my time to be able to cook is very limited. And so I always like some great ideas. And I've got a freezer full of roasts, especially since we just sent a steer to the butcher. So give me some suggestions. What can I do to make my life just a tad bit easier?
Susan, first of all, thanks for having us on Certified Angus Beef. We love your show. Did you know that nearly 1 out of 4 consumers had never cooked a roast before?
What?
1 out of 4 consumers had never cooked a beef roast.
That is amazing. I figured it would have been.
They're missing something out on something unbelievable and something very delicious.
And roasts are such a simple, quick, I think it's not for Sunday dinners anymore.
No, it's not. It's for any time, holidays, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. By the way, have you heard this month that Certified Angus Beef, we just launched a free app for smartphone tablets called Roast Perfect.
Oh,
do you have this?
I don't. I'm embarrassed to say, but I bet I could get it real quick.
Susan, pull it up right now. Let's have some fun with this.
All right. Well, I'm pulling it up from the app store, and it's right here. It's called Roast Perfect from Certified Angus Beef. And
ooh. How easy was that? That was perfect. That was in less than 20 seconds. I am so proud of you.
I got a fast forward.
So Roast Perfect. Let's go to select a roast.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Select a roast. All right.
This gives you a beautiful selection if you're having a hard time. One of the hardest things people do in roasting is 3 things. Selecting a roast, how many people are they going to serve, the recommended roast weight, and a suggested serving size. It's all right here on Roast Perfect. So let's pick the boneless rib roast.
Okay.
You have that?
Yep, I got it.
And let's put how many people you're serving. Go ahead, you do it.
All right, I'm going to serve 10 people.
10 people. All right, we're going to plug that in. That's done. Look at that, Susan. How many recommended roast weight? How many pounds?
7.5 pounds.
7.5 pounds, and the suggested serving size is?
10 ounces.
How easy is this, Susan?
That makes life really simple. Now, I like that there's a button underneath that says find a recipe.
Let's go to find a recipe. So we find a recipe. It has the boneless rib roast. And then how many recipes do you serve? You see, rosemary ribeye roast, prime rib roast with vegetable puree, boneless ribeye roast. Let's go to the boneless ribeye roast.
Oh,
let's plug that in.
I was hoping we were going to go with the roasted Brussels sprouts.
Okay,
we'll do the boneless rib roast first.
But wait, I'm going to show you something more unbelievable than the roast.
Okay.
Okay, but let's go to the roast first.
Okay.
10 serves 10.
Yep.
Check this out. Serves 10 to 14, your 1 8-pound Certified Angus rib roast, kosher salt, black pepper, and the unbelievable instructions to cook this roast. You know, our chefs, they painstakingly cooked 400 pounds of beef. Can you imagine to get this roast perfect right for everyone out there that who struggle with roasting?
I mean, this right here makes life so easy for somebody who's in a hurry in the grocery store. They could pull this app up, pick the meat they want, pick the side dishes to go with it, and be out the door and have a very healthy meal for their family in a short amount of time.
Susan, this is unbelievably simple. You know, you could get in and out with a roast in 2 hours. Can you imagine that? Now, speaking of sides, let's go back to the beginning, and it
yep.
says recipes and tips. Got it?
Okay, I got to go all the way back to the beginning. Okay, there we go. Recipes and tips.
Now we're going to plug in recipes.
Okay.
Now look at all the different roasts, but let's go all the way down to the bottom, okay? Wow. Side dishes that go with the roasts.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's another painstaking decision we have to make. Why do we have to make all these decisions? Guess what? Roast Perfect does it for you and your families. Check this out. Savory corn pudding with chanterelles, dried cranberry and leek herb dressing, green bean casserole with crispy onions, haricot vert with walnuts and goat cheese, roasted root vegetables with gruyere, just to name a few.
Well, I'm just loving it because it gets you out of that rut of, like, when I was growing up, it was a roast, potatoes, and corn. And that's what you had.
You remember the green bean casserole with cream of mushroom soup and canned onions?
Yep.
Not anymore. Our partners from Le Creuset, these have been tested by their chefs. They partner with certified Angus beef. And now we have the Roast Perfect app with sides from Le Creuset.
Well,
incredible.
And I got to give a shout out to you because it's absolutely appetizing in the sense of looking at the photos that are there. Because visually, Americans want to see something pretty on their plate. And they're not going to cook it if it's not pretty.
Correct. Now, I'm going to show you something more unbelievable. Let's go all the way back.
Okay.
Now, we're going to go to Roast Timer.
Alrighty.
Okay. When you select your roast and the weight and the degree of doneness, look at this on your app. There's a time calculator. It's going to tell you when your roast is done. Are you kidding me?
You guys are like angels.
I mean, we're meat angels today.
That is absolutely awesome because you could set the timer, go about doing the things that you need to do in the house, and be able to have your phone tell you it's time instead of trying to listen for the kitchen timer.
You know, you should be having a glass of wine. You should be having a great conversation with your family. You should be decorating the Christmas tree. You should not have to worry about roasting anymore because of the Roast Perfect application.
You know, I'm going to do this tomorrow because tomorrow is the only night we don't have anything on our schedule, and we're planning to put the Christmas tree up. So I'm going to use this timer and see how it all comes together because I think my kids will be pretty impressed.
Hey, let me know how you do it, and if you really need our help, you know our website, www.certifiedangusbeef.com or Chef Tony Big, T-Biggs at certifiedangusbeef.com. Email me if you need some recipes, other questions. We'd love to help you.
So I want to know, what gave you the insight or the desire to have a Roast Perfect app?
Well, you know, Susan, that's a great question. Like I said, nearly one out of four consumers have never cooked a beef roast. More than 40% cook one per year or less. They're missing out on something absolutely delicious.
When it comes to recipes, I admit, I love to cook. I've got probably more cookbooks than I should own. And I get in a rut. And so something like this is kind of nice because I can pull it up and get some different ideas to maybe spice up the meal a little bit, per se, without adding a lot of spice, but just making it fun for the entire family.
Exactly. And the good news is roasting is very easy, especially with a great tool like Roast Perfect. And it doesn't take as long as you might think. I told you, 2 hours, you could probably pick, from preparation to finish, probably 2 hours. Nearly two-thirds of people say they don't know which cuts of beef are the best for roasting. But now, with Roast Perfect, these are great suggestions for any budget or occasion.
And I love the fact that there is a favorite recipes tab where you can store the ones that your family really loves.
Correct.
So as
incredible.
So as you get busy with the hustle and bustle of the holidays, I'm going to throw this at you. What's got to be your favorite roast to be able to do and know that you don't have to babysit it?
You know what? I love a strip roast. That's my favorite. I love strip steak. I love strip roast. And, to me, that has marbling, the proper marbling. Of course, CAB has, that's our MO, is marbling, texture, and flavor, and juiciness. So that, for me, is beautiful. And all my friends love to come over to my house because I do all the cooking and they do all the eating, Susan.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I love it. That's me. I'm chef. I'm a chef. That's who I am. I love to invite folks over. This application will definitely help moms out. I mean, now all the questions have been answered on the Roast Perfect app.
Well, Chef Tony, since the last time we talked and we talked recipes, I did have a couple listeners that sent some questions to me that they wanted me to ask the next time we spoke. And you don't know what the questions are, so I'm going to kind of just toss them at you. The first one is, what is the best way to introduce new cuts of meat to their kids when they say, ooh, it's got some pink in the middle?
Well, you know, I've gone through this with my children as well, and fortunately, I have trained my kids to eat a steak medium rare to rare, okay? And I know sometimes everyone doesn't like that, so I am not responsible for well-done meat. That's the Chef Tony come out of me. However, when I have guests over, I will cook the meat maybe medium rare. I will slice about a half an inch, and then I will pan sear it so that it looks well done or medium well. Does that sound, it sounds like a lot of work, but you know what? When they get it on the plate, it looks like it's been cooked. No juice is coming out.
And what's got to be your favorite side when it comes to a vegetable? That was another question from a mom out there.
I love roasted Brussels sprouts, pork bacon. I like beef bacon if you can find it, balsamic vinegar, and dry cranberries. That is one of my favorites.
Yum. Now, what about lamb bacon? Have you ever tried that instead
lamb
of
lamb bacon?
Pork,
you
pork
know,
or
I
beef?
Have never tried lamb bacon, but I think any type of bacon is wow.
Oh, I'm a Brussels sprout fan. So anytime I can get Brussels sprouts on the table, I'm a happy camper.
Yes, and I love potatoes. I love stuffing. I made a beautiful chorizo. I bought figs from, I was recently in the Middle East, so I bought dates from Jordan, and I made a chorizo date cornbread stuffing. Oh, my. Wow.
Well, I am definitely hungry, and this, again, is a neat opportunity for folks to be able to find out some new things from some you guys as certified Angus beef, but also be able to really make the meal a little bit more exciting and not get in that same old rut of what you're going to have each day.
Susan, we're in the times of foodies. More people know about foodies. More bloggers are foodies these days. So now we have a perfect app. I mean, we entertain a lot of local bloggers and from around the country. They come to certified Angus beef. They learn about our brand, and I'll tell you, when we unveiled our Roast Perfect app, those were questions that they always had about roasting. There's always that fear of selecting the wrong beef, the cooking times, how much to buy. That's all answered now.
Well, wonderful. Chef Tony, thanks so much for talking to us, and I look forward to our next adventure of cooking some great meals for our families.
Susan, thank you very much, and have a great holiday.